Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and today I am coming to you live from my mobile office, aka my car. Today, I'm going to take a big deep breath with you and share with you five quick tips of things that you can do when you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed and how you can still, quote unquote, stay on track. All right, onto the show. All right, can we all just take a big inhale in through your nose? Count to seven as you inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And now exhale all that through your mouth. Count to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Keep going. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right, now I wish I could have done that, but I had to count for you. Don't you feel so much better already? Well, I want to just say thank you so much for listening to the podcast and, you know, staying with me through these, give me grace through these times of craziness. I keep giving you an update, but we are still going through some transitions. You know, Lauren does the back end of stuff now. You'll still hear her on some upcoming episodes, but she really thrives in the production, the management, like all the amazing stuff that makes a podcast awesome that I can't do. She does that. So I'm good at talking and she's really good at doing all the magic behind the scenes to make it happen. So she's pursuing some of that and we'll be sure to bring her on to give you guys an update of her business and life with the girls and all that good stuff. But so in the meantime, I am the main host. I'm a dietitian, personal trainer, and my goal is to help you live a happier, healthier life. Stop quantifying your numbers by the scale and your success and learn to just live, right? Live and not obsess about your health so much. But today, you know, over this week, a lot has happened, you know, and I feel like when we're stressed, when we're go, 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 the universe, higher powers, whatever you want to call it, smack you right in the face and say, pump the brakes, stop. So maybe I'm giving these tips for myself, but, you know, I always know if there's a pep talk that I have to give myself, I can almost guarantee that you, someone out there listening, has to hear the same thing. You know, my cousin, he is currently on a ventilator in the neuro ICU and fighting for his life. And gosh, like nothing forces you to slow down than health and the possibility of the unknown. So I hope just that reminder right there forces you to just stop where you are. Give yourself some grace and just slow down. You know, so my first tip is it's okay to disappoint others in order to honor your priorities. Sorry, by the way, I'm trying to be all somber and my car has a voice of its own. But, you know, I learned this at Business Boutique. We went the other week in Nashville, a conference that was, you know, Christian based and really unexpectedly amazing, if that makes any sense. But what I mean by, I think we're so go, go, go and such people pleasers that it's really hard for us to say no because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We are those kind of people who are goal getters and, you know, want to serve and help others and do all that we can. But, you know, sometimes you just can't and you have to honor your priorities, whether that's your own health, whether that's, you know, your family, whether that's your kids, your friends, you know, your business, like, you have to be selfish, for lack of better terms, but it's okay. Yes, in the moment, it's disappointing, but you know what? That person's going to get over it. They're going to find somebody else to fill the position. Lauren always says this. Her dad told her this when she was getting ready to quit her first job. He just said, you're replaceable. Like, you're not, but you are, you know, especially in terms of, you know, a position where, or something that it is that you're disappointing others because, you know, you're leaving the team or whatever it is. You are replaceable, especially if it's working for a big company. Like, they'll figure it out. They always have, they always will. So remind yourself that it's okay to disappoint others in order to honor your priorities. My second tip is I want you to ask yourself, what do I need? Like, take a deep breath and go, okay, what do I need right now? maybe the first thing that pops into mind is like, I need a break. I need a day to myself. Maybe you call in, you take a sick day, mental health day, whatever you want to call it. Maybe you need help. Maybe you need, you know, to talk to somebody. Maybe you need more assistance on, you know, your team, or like an extra person, an extra pair of hands, an extra brain to help you stay organized. Like, what do you need? Maybe you need a new planner. I don't know. You know the answer. I know when you asked that question, you went boom. You thought of like 10 things that you need, but what's the one? What's one that you could do realistically? My third tip is catch up on sleep. I don't know about you, but for me, when I get stressed and busy and overwhelmed, for some reason, sleep goes out the window first, because it feels like it's the one thing that we can control. But not only does that continue to stress us out, like physiologically, like that is not good when you're stressed out. It only increases your cortisol, which is a stress hormone, which makes you feel more of that wackadoodleness, whatever you want to call it. So, but maybe you're the opposite. Maybe you're like, like I know my friend Lizzie, she prioritizes sleep no matter what. Like that is not the first thing that will go out the window for her. So what other form of self-care do you need? You know, maybe that means you've been go, 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 and you're going to cook some meals at home. Like you're actually going to cook a meal at home. You're actually going to prep some meals to take care of yourself and nourish your body from a nutrition standpoint. You know, meal prep and planning ahead, like that is a form of self-care. You know, it doesn't always have to be restriction and control. That is caring for your body with nutrition, which is an awesome way to prioritize yourself in a moment of stress. My fourth tip is I want you to ask yourself, what got me here? You're feeling this overwhelm. You're feeling this like, everything's crashing down kind of moment. What got you here? What are the decisions that you've made, or maybe the things that you said yes to, that put you in this situation in the first place? You know, some of these things we don't always have control over, but what things in your control that you have made decisions on, that where you are right now is a reflection of those decisions, the choices, or lack of choices that you've made? And then the last thing I want you to ask yourself is, where am I going? Just sit down with your thoughts, a pen and a piece of paper. For me, I was going to go to the gym and be on my phone, catch up on my emails because I thought that's what I needed. But then I just had a moment thinking of my cousin, was like, no, that's not what I need. I don't need to do more. Like, I need a break. And so I went for a 6-mile run outside because it was sunny out and I needed to get in nature and I needed to just let my thoughts wander, you know, and that's okay. I think we lose the sight. We forget that we need to daydream, that we need to turn off. We need to slow down in order to speed up. So what got you here? Where are you going? Just pause. Just take a deep breath. That thing I had you do in the beginning, I can't take credit for it. I don't know who taught me it a long time ago, but it's called 7-11 breathing. So inhale for 7 counts, exhale for 11 counts. So I hope that helps you today. Just take a deep breath. You've got this, girl. Like, thank you for dealing with me, putting up with me, listening to the podcast. We are getting back in production, back with, you know, bringing you guys good stuff. Next week, I will be recording an episode about, you guys have been so curious about my gut testing. I'm always hesitant to put stuff out there like that because I think people don't listen to the whole thing. They hear the, oh, this is what it did, or this is what it's supposed to do, and they latch onto that. So I'm releasing the episode with cautionary. You have to promise me that you're actually going to listen to the full thing. You're going to listen and really make judgments based on you, not based on me. All right, that's it for today's episode. If you like this quick episode, it helped you kind of ground yourself this week, please share it with a friend. And remember, you can always join our Facebook group community. Just go to facebook.com/fitfriendstribe. Search that on Facebook. We are also on Instagram. And that's where we talk about the episodes. We share our successes, our struggles, and it's a good place to be. All right. Have a great week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.